All right, Shavuot, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Tzadik Aleph in the middle of the page. Or Chodosh. Ha'achai Ahumam. So remember Hamum. So remember we're still in the middle of this story of the brothers. So the brother, referring over here, we'll call him the observant brother, or the more observant brother, was overwhelmed. His barer lo ka'is shuhu rachok me'atachlis harbeyo semi'achiv. It turned out that he realized he was much further from the tachlis than his brother. Shetamid zilzol bo hakare hiksabo she'in lo shum yisron al achiv b'zeh shehu. Lomei Torah kol hayom. Im limudo eino mevi oso la'emuna shakol me'ashem v'shakol l'tova. So the brother realized, and again we'll call him the observant brother, although they're both, well, you understand, the observant brother realized that all of his Torah, all of his learning, all of the things that he does, if they don't bring him closer to a sense of emunah, for a sense that all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that all is for good, then what he's doing is deficient. Harav Himshech. Again, I want to be clear. It doesn't mean, chas v'shalom, that what the brother is doing is meaningless. Chas v'shalom. Meaning everything a Jew does is meaningful. The idea is, however, that if a Jew goes ahead and learns Torah, does mitzvos, and those things don't lead him to a deeper level of emunah, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is for good, then there's a deficiency. There's something lacking in my avodas Hashem. Harav Himshech. Achshav ata mevin shachicha. Now, said the Rav to this particular brother, now you see that your brother, who always appeared to you to be someone who was much further from Torah, who lemaisa b'mida misuyemes karov l'kiyama Torah, harbe yosem imcha. If you think about it to a certain degree, he is much closer to the performance, to the actualization of Torah, than you are. Ki umamin Shakolotova, for he ultimately realizes that all is for good. And he accepts all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for with love. And he says to him, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for everything you've given me. Because your brother recognizes that everything that happens to him is an actualization of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. And he converses with God regarding everything. So this is incredible, Moser. So the Rav says to this brother, to the firm brother, you're very learned, you're very medactic, but you do not live emuna, you do not live hashkacha. No. The point is, this was before. He had this even before he possessed everything. This was his approach in life. This is his approach in life. And remember how the story started. The brother was suffering. The other brother was encountering difficult times. Remember, his wife said to him almost like what Eishes Eov said to him. So this is not like I agree with you. In a case where some person has had an easy life and all goes according to plan, good. That happens to be not this circumstance. This guy in this story is a real Baal Emunah. That even in the midst of difficult circumstances, remember, he had that moment where he said, I say thank you to Hashem for all of the good things that occurred to me. How could I not say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the negative ones? So he goes on, he says, V'im v'upo b'chol pam shemashu lo mistader l'cho. Ato in chamarutza. So the Rabbi, this incredible Moshe to this brother, says, you know, every time something doesn't go right with you in life, you're not willing to say todah, you're not willing to say thank you, you're not willing to say ribono shel olam, I'm mekabel this bi'ava. V'ata mislonin. You go ahead and you complain. V'rodif es atzmecha. Now here's what's interesting. You beat yourself up. U'milvad ma'asha'ata omer, page tzadik beis. Baruch Hashem beficha machmas hahergel. That is actually very, very strong. And even though you say Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you say that because that's what you're used to saying. Li'olam incha be'emes merutza mimasha over alecha. You're really not happy or not accepting with that which is occurring to you. Ve'incha misocheach im habore. You don't speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'incha mishatef oso b'chamasha over alecha. nor do you include him as a partner in everything that is occurring to you. In other words, you do not see his hand. You do not see his imprint. You do not see ultimately, again, what it is that his role in everything that occurs to you. V'choshekin she'incha omer lo toda. And all the more so, you don't say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of the events that befall you, both the good ones as well as the difficult ones. L'chein eincha mekayim istachlis habriya kerai. Sorry, you know, this last statement where the Mechaber seems to be attributing the difficulties of this individual to his lack of emuna. I always find things like that just a bit, no one's a Navi. No one's a Navi, so no one could know for absolute certainty why something happens. But the point that the Mechaber is trying to make over here is that Lamaise, this Musar to the brother is so incredibly profound. He says, you think that your success in your Judaism is a result ultimately again of the mitzvos you keep, of the amount of Torah that you learn. All of those things are especially important, but they're important because they lead you to emuna. Without emuna, right? And again, as emuna as we're defining as a recognition that all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore by extension, HaKol Tova, everything is for good. Without that recognition, without that understanding, so understand that your Avodah Hashem ultimately is deficient. His Anyunuso Shala'ach His Orem Od. Olam Chadash His Kala Lefanav. Olam Shahaya Leneget Enav Kalazman. So this brother, we'll call him the observant brother, was really overwhelmed by this startling realization. Hushala Sarav, Ma'im Bitl Torah V'chola Mitzvah Sha'achi Eina Makayim Kroi, Shem Yisod HaTorah V'Amunah. Now, the observant brother says to them, but what about, I don't understand this, it's always easier to speak about someone else. Let's speak about my brother for just a moment. What about the fact that he doesn't learn with as much as he should? Or about all of the mitzvos that he's not vigilant in? So it's very nice he has this emunah. But what about the fact that on a behavioral day-to-day level, he's not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of him? Ani meivin shekisha achim v'socheach im Hashem u'mod alav huo sedavr chashuv ma'od. I understand that when my brother speaks with God, says thank you to God for all that is occurring with him, that's very chashiv. But what about all of the spiritual deficiencies in his life? I don't understand. How could God turn a blind eye to that? I can tell my brother is simply not fulfilling the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all that God commanded. This is actually amazing. Amar la Rav. This is actually an incredibly profound statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has savlanut. God has patience. Me'achar she'achicha his orer l'nekudas ha'emuna ha'amuka va'amitis she'tachlis kol ha'torah v'ha'mitzvos hu bevadai yagia gam l'kiyum ha'torah v'ha'mitzvos kiroi. This is amazing. What does he mean? Because Baruch has a lot of patience. So the Rav said, the Mechaber said, you know, your brother, who is incredibly enough already in possession of this deep and profound Nekuda of Emunah, it is only a matter of when. It is only a question of when he is able to reach the level of Kiyum Torah Mitzvos. In other words, he'll get there. Once you have Emunah, that's like the foundation for getting to everything else. It's not that your brother has that emunah, he'll get to the Torah mitzvos. Ula Kodesh Baruch Hu shav lahamtin lekach. It's worth it for God to wait. The Ribbono Shel Olam has savlanot, he has patience. Ein Kodesh Baruch Hu ba bebitchon yem briyosav. Veinu mitzape me adam shiafoch lios Moshe Rabbeinu biyom echad. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam has absolutely no... The Ribbono Shel Olam's intention is for us to be successful. The Ribbono Shel Olam's intention is for us to be happy. The Ribbono Shel Olam's intention is for us to actualize our potential. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect me to turn myself into a Moshe Rabbeinu in one day. Ata otira shuikaba al atzmo ol Torah b'shlemus v'yidaktik b'chol ha-mitzvos lo pachos mimcha. So the Mechaber says to the observant brother, you're going to see your brother is going to come to a point where he's going to be makabel the mitzvahs. He's going to come to a point where ultimately, again, he's going to want to lead a life of Torah. And you're going to see that he's going to be medaktik with mitzvahs no less than you. Such an amazing idea. And also, when you think about it, it makes absolute sense. Even though under normal circumstances, the progression we have is that first, ultimately, a person has Torah, mitzvos, and then a person grows to emunah. That's the normative progression. But it is possible for someone to have the opposite. It is possible for someone to first be in possession of deep, profound, meaningful emunah. And the amazing part is that if as defined as a recognition that all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by extension that everything is for good, and it is possible for a person as a result of that emunah to come ultimately again to a greater level of Shmiras HaMitzvos, to a greater intensity of their behavioral Judaism, of their acceptance of the Torah Mitzvot. So the Mechaber says to the observant brother, wait, if I was a betting man, I'm going to tell you that the time is going to come where your brother is going to be just as medaktik in mitzvos as you are. You're going to see. Why? Because he possesses the emunah. So we'll do one more, just a few more lines. Bottom of page, Tzadik Bey's last paragraph. Aval ata shemedaktik kalkach b'torah mitzvos, yochol ha'yisa b'yeser kalos l'eskabre ma'amunah, kizos tachlis kalatora v'hamitzvos, l'chabre oscha la'el ha'amunah. Said the Rav to the observant brother, you who already have Torah mitzvos, it would have been even easier for you. It is even easier for you to come to a level of emunah. He says lachain, because again you already have the building blocks. Lachain yesh alecha taina v'kushe chazaka. Madua incha mechavein bas yesam is aslagi el emunah. Listen to this. So, you know, we'll stop over here. He has a beautiful muscle which we'll pick up in Mir Hashem tomorrow. But the point over here that he says to the brother is, see, there's a greater kasha on you because you have Torah, you have mitzvahs, meaning you're doing these things already. And yet, these things haven't brought you yet to a level of amunah. For that, there is accountability. So we'll stop over here for a day. We're going to pick up with I will tell you, it's Kedai to be here at 5:45 tomorrow, because we're going to pick up with a beautiful, beautiful mashal that the Rav gave to the observant brother. We'll stop here for what we'll say, but suffice it to say, for our purposes today, we learned something incredibly important, that the goal of Torah mitzvos ultimately is to lead us to emunah. The goal of Torah mitzvos is to lead us to the point where we're able to recognize that A, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B, Hakol Letova. A person could live their life as a good behavioral Jew. A person could live their life doing all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of me and totally missing out on this level of emunah. And how careful we have to be, and we'll discuss how to do this, how to allow my Avodas Hashem to not just be behaviorally impactful, but to be impactful in an emunah way as well. Emir HaSashem, to be continued tomorrow.